COVID-19, a world in crisis. Questions and answers in this one-on-one conversation with Vista Radio Director of News, Wendy Gray.
Good afternoon. Joining me today is Deputy Premier and Minister of Health, Christine Elliott. Minister, thank you for your time today and joining me today. I know you are very busy.
Well, it is hectic, but thank you for allowing me to join you, Wendy. Appreciate it.
As we have with both the Premier and the Minister of Long-Term Care, we asked our listeners what they would ask you if they had this opportunity. So these questions have been culled from their responses. So I know we have a very short time together, so let's get right into it. We have heard so many estimations and perhaps guesstimations of how long we will be told to stay at home. We've heard the Premier of Quebec say he's going to start reopening some businesses in about 3 to 4 weeks. What are the metric indicators that officials will be looking for to signal the curve has flattened and this is on the way to being over?
Well, we're really listening to our Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. David Williams, and his team. And we've also had some modeling that's been done by people who are experts at this, Dr. Stainey Brown from the Dalhousie School of Public Health at the University of Toronto, and some of his colleagues, and Dr. Peter Donnelly from Ontario Public Health. And they really need to see sort of a flattening of the line based on the numbers of people who are contracting COVID-19. And we've seen the numbers have been up for the last few days, but they're not increasing in the same way that they did in places like Italy, for example. So we're continuing to follow this very closely, but we want to make sure that we don't get back into businesses opening and so on until we're really sure that we're over the worst of it in terms of health. So I know that there were a few hiccups, I guess, so to speak, in some places like Hong Kong when they started to come back. We don't want to come back too quickly, but we know that many people, it's difficult for them, both economically as well as socially, staying inside, but it's so important at this point.
Thank you. We saw an extremely frustrated Doug Ford yesterday, who has now demanded from public health that 13,000 people a day begin to get tested, and in particular, frontline healthcare workers, residents of long-term care homes, and first responders. So my question is, what is going to happen when those tests start coming back positive and they have to self-isolate? How is Ontario going to replace those workers in an already overwhelmed and lean healthcare system?
Well, we are going to rapidly increase our testing. We are going to get to the 13,000 very soon. We should be able to double that number from 4,000 to about 8,000 by next week, focusing on frontline care providers and physicians, nurses, personal support workers, and everyone else. But we do have a system that we just put into place several days ago that is bringing people into the workforce to help if frontline healthcare workers do become ill with COVID-19 or other issues, or maybe even to just give them some respite. So that is the onhealthworkforce.ca, and it's a matching system where employers such as hospitals will tell us who else they expect that they will need to work in the system. And then we have thousands of people that are applying from all across Ontario to get back into the workforce or to get into the health workforce. And so that's where we're looking for new recruits on the front lines, and it's going very well, the matching system, I would say.
So to have dropped down to 2,500 tests a day, what was the issue? Was it not having enough test kits, or was it lab capacity? And where's the accountability for the lack of testing in Ontario?
I think it's a whole combination of factors. It was having a large number of people, first of all, coming back into Canada from being away. Some were away for the March break. Some were snowbirds coming back from Florida and other places, or people returning internationally. So there was just a large number at first. We didn't have as many labs open then as we do now. And so we do certainly have both the capacity to do these tests, and to receive the results quite quickly now. And that's what we're focusing all of our time and attention on. And we're ready to go, especially with the testing for the frontline healthcare providers and people in long-term care homes and first responders. So I anticipate we will get those numbers up very quickly.
I have one last question, and this goes to the seniors in our province. On March 20th, the province issued a directive to pharmacists to not dispense any more than 30 days of supply to people requiring prescriptions to protect supply of medication. We are hearing of seniors and people requiring medication being taken off guard by this, and this forces them to really go out more often. For some seniors, especially in parts of rural Ontario, where this is a no delivery system in place, it puts them at greater risk. So why didn't the province make that more well known? And what about dispensing fees? Is the province going to waive the additional dispensing fees because of this decision?
Mm-hmm. Very good questions. If this was something that was brought forward because people were naturally trying to get 3 months supply so that they wouldn't have to go back and forth. But because there are some drug shortages, we wanted to make sure that everyone that needs a certain medication would be able to have access to it. That's why it was necessary to limit prescriptions to 30 days. We are looking at a way to help people because they are now facing three dispensing fees instead of one. We are looking at how to provide that relief, whether it goes directly to the person incurring the charge or whether it goes to payments to pharmacies in terms of not charging that on to consumers. We're working on that right now because I know this causes an economic problem for some people. So we're going to be coming forward with a solution for that very shortly. And then on the issue of people having to go out for prescriptions, you're right, if they live in an area where they don't have delivery available, then they can certainly get assistance from their public health units. They can call and arrange to have someone pick it up for them and deliver it to them because we don't want people to be going out unless they absolutely have to. And we're especially concerned for our seniors who are a more vulnerable population.
And one more thing. I know I'm taking up a little bit more time, but one more thing. I watch your press conferences. I watch the Premier, yourself. And it strikes me that there is a bit of fear in the faces of you and particularly the Premier about this weekend, about Easter, Passover, and people not abiding by the physical distancing and the self-isolation. So what do you have to say to the people of Ontario?
Well, I would say that we are concerned about that because the physical distancing is so very important if we are going to flatten this curve. So I know for many it's a holiday weekend, it's Easter or Passover, but all we can say is please keep your, just stay with your families, don't have big family gatherings, don't go out with groups. We know that most churches and synagogues are having their services online. Please stay home as much as you're able to and do not get together in large groups. That's the best way for us to beat COVID-19.
Okay. Minister, I appreciate your time today. I know you're very busy and I have taken up too much of your time. Thank you very much for doing this with us.
Thank you very much, Wendy.
For breaking news and the latest local impacts, keep listening to This Vista Radio Station.